Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now stay with the fan for this special program.
Hey, baseball fans, the game is over.
Welcome to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show.
After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 17 years. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
We'll hear the highlights.
And that one's hit high and deep to right. Suzuki back. Grown man home run by Rowdy Tellez. Brewers have the lead.
We'll hear from the manager and the players. We'll discuss the topics from the fans to the front office.
I like Tim's perspective.
History is made each and every year, and we're talking about it. 17 years of coverage after each game. Here's your host, Tim Allen.
It is a final from American Family Field, and the results are good. A Brewers 2-0 shutout victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Man, I just love saying that. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show. Tim Allen, there's Tim Stadium Shea. We are live here in the Lakeland University Studios, the leader in online education. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. And just as advertised, Michaelis, Burns going at it, toe-to-toe, one swing of the bat. You kind of thought that was going to happen mid-game. When these guys were settling in just a little bit, a little high on the pitch count early, but settling in, and pretty soon you're like, okay, this is going to be maybe one of those one-swing games. And T-Bone, Tyrone Taylor, got it done. We'll have the highlights for you. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up, and certainly want to hear from you at 414-799-1250 as the Brewers take game one of this four-game set and take sole possession of first place in the National League Central with a 9-over, 39-30 mark. They take care of the Cardinals, as I said. They have now won six of their last eight games. We knew they'd rebound to some degree, but that's a pretty good rebound going so far for the crew. After losing 11 of 13, they come on right back off the mat and go 6-2 in their next eight games. And this was how big of a game. How important is a game like this?
Absolutely now, huge, Tim. Absolutely huge. The way I think you put it a good way. You set the tone now. You get the first win in a huge four-game set against your rival in the Central. You're battling for first place. You hit their pitcher once, boom, game over, 2-0. You set the tone.
I think so, and we'll see if you can follow it up with a punch in the face here tomorrow night in game two. And that's really – I can't wait for tomorrow night's game as well. A couple of observations here. Another 10 strikeout or more game for Corbin Burns. He has five of those, is that right? And that leads the National League. He leads the league in strikeouts. I mean, they're starting to stack up. He's third in quality starts. I mean, these things are. I was looking just the other day at the Cy Young odds in the NL. Burns was third at like plus 600. There's some great value in that, guys. I mean, this dude's a stud. I mean, he is a stud. There's no question about it. But how important of a victory is this in your mind? They do make a roster move today. Hader activated, obviously. And then Aaron Aspie, as I was sort of speculating the other day, that he went to the IL, and we're awaiting some information on who's going to start for the Brewers tomorrow. And it could be a bullpen game. I'm going to get this. Is just my guess. I have no inside information on this. Chichi Gonzalez piggybacked with Brent Suter. Brent Suter will go second. Gonzalez goes first. Does that make sense? I think
yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
I mean, they might. They might grab a Lindblom or whoever from AAA, but we're awaiting word on that. We'll get that as soon as we can. But the importance of this victory is where for you guys? 414-799-1250. Kenny, we're going to start out with you because this is the beer series, and you can crack one open and celebrate a 2-0 victory over the Cardinals. Way too much red in that stadium tonight, by the way.
Hold on. Ah, Timmy, that's always a good way to kick this thing off. But the reality of what's going on with this team is that you knew they were going to bounce back. We're playing 162. So once you start to move forward in the manner that they did by winning 3 in a row, regardless of who they beat, a sweep is a sweep, you get a little bit of swagger back. And now you come home, and you get a chance to put it to your division foe, and they did it tonight. And not only did they do it, they did it with, you know, getting what they had to do in terms of pitching with their ace, Corbin Burns, in my opinion. And then the offense they got. But how about some defense at the end there? You know, this team is right on the cusp of moving into greatness from many aspects. Stearns, contrary to what people might be thinking, and I, you know how many times I say this, he's wheeling and dealing behind the scenes already because they knew what was going to happen with Kane. They also knew what was going to happen with a couple other players. If people don't think that they're not going to bring in more pitching and more offense, you're mentally ill. They know that they have an opportunity here for the 2022 season to take this team to the World Series. So
in this series, though, because it is a two-team race in the Central, it's just a two-team race in the Central. If you're going to punch your ticket to the playoffs, the easiest way, in my book, is to just win the division. That's why these games head-to-head, I think it is a very important win when you compare it to June 20th here.
Yeah, it's absolutely a big win. But here's the thing. All division wins are big, right? Especially when you're against the team that took the lead from you. So you know you're better than this team. It's just a matter of continuing to show that you're better. So you win your division and you move forward. But that's what's so great about this team. You can see the confidence in these guys now. You can see tonight.
Well, there was intensity on both sides. There's no question. And you know what? We're not the only ones as fans. We're not the only ones that saw the intensity in this game. If you watch the game, you saw the intensity. Yelich, not a happy man at times. Arenado losing his mind at times. You don't think that they think this is an important game, an important series? Both dugouts knew exactly what was going on today.
What I actually like to see a little fire out of Yelich. You know, it's about time. I want to see him spike a bat every now and then when he doesn't get a call.
Yeah.
Because he knew that was a horrible call. But the fact of the matter is, yes, I love that intensity. And when you start to see that fire in this team, fans, if you got to get up when you see that fire, when you see your $200+ million player get fired up, and the way that he's been hitting leading off, coming out of his funk, yes, that's outstanding.
I mean, so Omar running around late, Kenny. Omar running around late, dude. This was a game.
Tyrone Taylor, come on.
And you need that lower portion of the order. Keston Hira on base all three times. Tyrone Taylor with the game winner tonight. That is that's a great sign. It is, Kenny. I got to turn you loose here. All right, take it easy.
Yep. Timmy,
Yep.
BC, for the first time this year, I'm going to give you the count. 14.
Get out of here on a slow Monday night.
On a Monday night, because I'm taking a half day tomorrow, and I'm off on Wednesday.
All right. Take it easy.
Have a good evening.
All right. 799-1250. I'm not sure I buy the 14. 14 beers on a Monday night.
That would put me to bed.
No doubt. But, you could see in this game how valuable the players thought it was. They really had some energy spike here. There's no question about it. And you could tell the intensity. Part of that is two of the better pitchers in the NL going at it. And these guys know that every at-bat is important. Every situation is important in baseball. I understand that, but it's elevated here in this particular scenario. Very significant because, they're tied. It's in division, and, they're the guys you're going to have to beat to easily get into the easiest way to get into the playoffs. But fist pumping and, the fact that one swing is going to make a difference, yes. Well, one situation made the difference, I thought, in the ninth. May not have made the difference in the win or the loss. We don't know. We're not going to find out. Sequence of pitching would have been changed. Brandon Donovan, I don't know where you're going, kid. This is thank you. Thank you, Rook. Well, you had a learning lesson here tonight in Milwaukee. That kid won't forget this anytime soon. You're two runs down. You're not going to take an extra base with Goldschmidt and Arenado coming up in the ninth inning off the best closer in baseball. I want to see how Marmol justifies that and how he backs up his player there. I can't back it up. I couldn't back it up if I were the Cardinals manager. That's just...
Especially
wow.
What was coming up to bat?
Oh, my goodness. I mean...
Nope.
He wouldn't play tomorrow for me. A learning moment for the kid. But thank you. We appreciate that. You normally don't see mistakes like that. And again, they'll probably justify it by saying, well, you want to stay aggressive. That's a team you got to stay aggressive. That's a tough pitcher out there. So you never – no. You're two runs down with two of the better hitters in the National League coming up. Just a couple of weeks ago, that dude on the mound, he gave up a couple of home runs. Maybe it turns out different, but thankfully it didn't. 799-1250, how important of a victory is this? Because based on what the player intensity was like, looked pretty important to them. It really did. John, you're next here on The Fan. What's going on, John?
Tim, how you doing tonight?
Well, more important how you are. You know that.
Oh, man, what a great game. God, Kenny, I hope those 14 beers aren't IPAs, or he'll need till about Friday to get back to work.
I don't buy the 14. Come on, Kenny.
Yeah, that's a heavy count for Monday. Hey, I just wanted to say, I think this is a game, Tim, that Brewer fans, were kind of like this is the Brewers that we kind of expected to see. It was such a clean game, and to your point, the defense at the end, the close throws at the bases was outstanding, and we got every call. Bad mistake by Donovan. The other thing is that to get off to the first win totally yep. sets the tone and lets the Cardinals know that, hey, we're ready to go on a roll right now, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. And you want to think that you can go ahead and win two of the next three. You're at home. You should and could. I don't know about should, but could easily come out of this with a 3-1 mark. I mean, taking that first game, I think is so important, so important.
Yeah, just because it was clean, like the defense, I was like, oh, my God. It was actually a beautiful game to watch. Two quick points. Like we always say, Tyrone Taylor, just that one beautiful swing to change the whole game. I mean, that's what we love about him. And the other thing is it me or does Renfro seem off the chain right now? He is so close to to, like, getting, like, a multi-homer game or going on a home run tear, like, say, three homers in a week, that you can just feel the intensity that he's locked in his swing right now, Tim.
Oh, yeah. He barreled up and out early in the game. That was just a rocket. I mean, that was thumped. John, thanks for the call.
You're welcome, Tim. Have a nice.
You got an important win in your mind. Seemed like that for the players. Did you match that intensity? This had playoff feel all over it. All over it. It had playoff feel, and I hate doing this. I really hate doing this because, you know, I don't mean to call anybody out, Tim Shea. I really don't.
I know where you're going.
And yeah, and I early in the ball game, the Brewers, once they did get at Michaelis a little bit, they had runners at the corners. But prior to getting runners at the corners, it was, you know, a man on, and there was just, it sounded like a library in the park. Just saying. Just saying. I don't know. I mean, that should have been a madhouse in there. And it was late.
Yeah.
It really was. Omar's running around throwing base runners out. And the crowd's going crazy. And you got a game, you're tied here in late June against that team, a sea of red at American Family Field. Let's go. Let's make it a house of horrors in there.
That third base side, just red everywhere. Everywhere.
All over the place. But I'm just saying, I have to point out everything Brewers because I made that promise. So, okay, we're done with that. 799-1250. I'm sorry, Tim. You used to work there. So you know those people.
That was my department.
Oh.
Of all things.
Yeah, so when I said this in years past, I was getting into you?
A little.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you offended when I would talk about it?
No, not at all. Because obviously I don't have the last say in that.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
it wasn't your call.
It wasn't my call, but I made it a point sometimes. I said, a little quiet.
You did.
A little quiet.
A little quiet around here.
That's all I'd say. Just,
Brewers got two on, nobody out. Let's go. It's the Cardinals. Let's go now.
Peek my head in the door. Cardinal fans are making noise. Leave. I'd get the look, and then I'd go, okay. I did my job.
Hold on a second here. Let me just, hold on. I'm away from my mic. Hold on. This is rare that I do this. Hold on. Okay. Ready for this, Tim?
Yep.
Okay. Here's what happens at American Family Field at times. Here's exactly what happens. Okay, I grab my guitar here. Okay. Here's what happens at American Family Field when the I suppose I don't hate doing this too much because I'm belaboring the point. So obviously I like it. But here's what happens. There's a huge situation, and the Brewers are, you know, tied or one down. They got a rally going, and then, you know, here's what you hear. Great. Doesn't that fire you up?
Oh, you're bringing back memories now. Because nothing has changed.
It hasn't changed. I heard it tonight. I heard it. Or I didn't hear it, as it were. All right, 799-1250. Marshall, you're next here on The Fan. How important or significant is this one win? It is, after all, one of 162. Need to point that out. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, Dice, as always. Thank you for having me on, and thank you for your first two callers. I don't think Kenny had 14 either, and I would pass out long before that. I do not have the highest tolerance to alcohol, guys.
I'm with you.
I have to watch that. But my faith, too, dictates things very much in my life. So anyway, but hey, that's Kenny. That's fine. I'm glad he enjoys his thing there. But he's a good caller. But anyway, it is very important. I thought this was huge tonight, guys. Mikolas is a wonderful pitcher. He pitched certainly well enough to win. I know that they're not. We've been on that side of it. Even Corbin has been on that side of it, as we know the lack of support in some games. But fortunately, and just enough tonight, I felt very confident with Hader back and with Burns. I really felt this was key because we're at home. We have our ace on the mound. We have our ace relievers available. This is one we had to win, and I felt confident even early in the game when we weren't scoring. We were having some bad luck with the fly balls, all that stuff. But I said we're hitting the ball pretty well, even though Mikolas is pitching well. I just felt we were going to get some runs, and then Taylor hits that home run, and I said at the time I thought this might be enough to win tonight with the way Burns is going, and
yep.
And it was. I thought it'd be slightly higher scoring. I thought it'd be like 4-2-ish tonight, but hey, 2-0, great win, 3 hits. You know, I've been back and forth, as I told you guys yesterday, between 2-2 and 3-1, but with this win tonight, we have a real chance, I think, to get 3 in this series, and we need that. We need to get out of this home environment ahead. It's very important. And
yeah, well, they did.
I have a lot of confidence we're going to do it. I think we're a better team than the Cardinals.
All right, very good. Thank you, Marshall. You. They did. You know, after all of these road trips, these three-city road trips thus far this year, and again, the more you look into that brutal, brutal schedule of 29, would it be? Yeah, 9, 11, and 9. Yeah, so 29 games in 3 road trips before June 20th. That's unheard of. It really makes you question, did someone even care to really look at that from a Brewers perspective? Okay, that being said, out of those 29 games, if my math is right here, I believe they were 15-14 in all of that melee. That is a huge success. That's a huge, it cannot be discounted. It goes in the footnotes of this 22 championship season. 15-14 through 3 three-city road trips, not just in 1 year, but in 2.5 months. Of baseball. Those are crazy numbers. So they get back home here, and they're going to face a tough little stretch here. This is a Cardinal team that's pretty good. Blue Jays coming in over the weekend. Okay, get back to continue what you're doing now. You bailed out on the road trip by sweeping the Cincinnati Reds. You go 5-4 in that 9-game, 3-city road trip. You start out nice here. Okay, now it's a little bit more like Brewers baseball. All right, let's go to at 799-1250. The question would be, I guess, we know what my answer is. You guys know what I think about interdivision. You guys know what I think about the Cardinals. You guys know what I think about the championship season. You guys know what I think about tone setting in any series.
We also know what you think, how the crowd should be pumped up, which, by the way...
We also know how I feel about handling the PA system stadiums.
When I was there, my favorite one, bases are loaded. Big spot in the game, Tim. Bases are loaded. Brewers have the bases loaded. Really? Okay, sorry. I'm done.
That's
now.
What you get. Here, play that again. I'll do the fire up. You do the fire up, Dale, and then it's a.
Dale. Dale.
That really has me fired up. Hell, the $5.64 beers should have been good enough. I think that's what they're thinking, right?
Someone just called Kevin from the South Side. He said he didn't want to go on the air, but he asked me, he goes, did you guys ever play any music like past 2002?
799-1250. Mike, you're next on the Fan. How important was this win over the Cardinals here?
Oh, it was a massive win, Tim, and I'm going to the game on Wednesday, so I can't wait. But yeah, I really think this division race is going to come down to the last week of the season. So I don't know if you heard during the telecast, but both the Brewers and the Cardinals are 21-6 combined against the Cubs, the Pirates, and the what's the other team I'm missing here?
Reds.
And the Reds, yep, and the Reds. Yeah. And they have a sub-500 record against everybody else.
But if you just look at the – I was just looking at this today. If you just look at the Brewers' record against the Reds and Pirates, the Brewers only have two losses against those two teams.
Right. So my point is these games are massive. I mean, they play each other 10 more games the rest of the season. I think whoever wins that matchup is probably going to end up winning the division. And then my other point is I really think that Keston Hira should be the full-time DH over McCutchen. And let me make my case here. He's got a higher on-base percentage. He's got two more home runs and half the at-bats. He's got a higher OPS. He's young. He was a former top 10 overall pick. And McCutchen's at the tail end of his career, and he's just not getting it done right now. He's got a low average, and he's not hitting for power. You know, you could get by with him if he was hitting for, you know, slugging percentage, but he's just not doing that right now.
Recently, he's been on a little bit of a hot streak, though, don't you think? I mean, the last 15 games or so.
But look at Hira. He won the game for him the other day. Without that home run at the end, they don't win that game, and he was on base all three times today.
Gotcha.
You know, you got to give him some consistent playing time to see what he can do. I just think he's got a lot more potential in his bat than McCutchen does.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I was surprised at the lineup. See, this is how we're now going. The reverse splits that Keston Hira has, not only this year, but in his career. Weren't you surprised that Jace Peterson didn't get the start over Keston Hira against a right-hander? That surprised me.
A bit.
I mean, maybe it was just a day off and a breather for Jace. I don't know. I was hoping he wasn't dinged up, but that to me is telling. You're 8 and 9 hitters. Look at that. See what a difference. Put your guys back where they're supposed to go. Now, Mike, I would probably disagree in terms of an everyday situation, Keston over McCutchen. You signed McCutchen for a reason. Veteran presence, veteran leadership, a guy that's been there, a guy that's – I thought he's been doing okay. And we can check the numbers to bear that out. But your 8 and 9 hitters are Keston Hira and Tyrone Taylor. It is Chi-Chi to start tomorrow. Okay, so that makes it easier, and it's more or less a bullpen game, although he does have two starts this season with the Twins. But we'll go over some of his numbers just to give you a little indication of what Chi-Chi Gonzalez is. But, again, just to finish up here, you have Tyrone Taylor, who's been anywhere from, 3 to 6 a lot of times this year. Keston Hira has been 5 to 7. In the order a lot of times this year. Those are your 8 and 9 hitters. You need to have that sort of splash value presence. They still have to get it done, don't get me wrong, but we talked about this a week ago, didn't we, Tim? Just to say, put your guys back where they belong.
Yeah.
They're there for a reason. Their names are Renfro and McCutchen for a reason. Tellez is a 3-hitter for a reason, or a 4-hitter.
Yep.
And now everyone slides back into place a little bit, and now you get heavy damage done. Keston Hira was on base 3 times tonight. Tyrone Taylor won the game with the one swing. Pretty impressive for the 8 and 9 guys. All right, 799-1250. How was it, by the way, at American Family Field? It looked a little red to me. Let's ask Nate. Nate, you're on the Fan. What's going on?
What's good, Tim? I'm kind of excited because I was able to get to a game tonight. My boss came through with some tickets for me.
Nice.
And they were great seats, great seats. They were right behind home plate, row 6, 120.
Oh,
so
nice.
Great seats, and I was just able to, it was my first time seeing the pyrotechnics for Josh Hader, him coming in tonight, mm-hmm. and that was almost. I'm kind of old fashioned, Tim, so I still rock with the Trevor Hoffman. Just the bells when he came in to close down the game. But that's probably my second favorite entrance for the closers.
That is pretty cool.
But But yeah, it was a little bit red. It was a little bit red, and especially the section I was at, because I was right behind. I was right close to the Cardinals bench, so it was a little bit red over there. But for the most part, it was a lot of good energy there from the Brewer fans. It got loud, especially when Tyron hit that 2-run blast on the center. I thought Renfro had a chance to hit a couple of them tonight. It's just the spots on the bat that I guess that he hit. But when you're there, like, it's just, man, it's amazing, because it's the closest that I ever been. So it's like I was really just enjoying myself and, you know, enjoying the people around me. And you already know for me, Tim, this was the series I was looking forward to even during the Red Series. So, of course, it's a big win to me, because these are your division opponents, division rivals. You know that they're not gonna quit. You got guys like Pujols and Molina. They're trying to go out their last ride. They're trying to go out on top. So you know they're not gonna quit. So you're gonna have to fight them off a little bit to get the division. So yeah, it's definitely important anytime you can get these games. And we saw, like, even when that year in 163. These games matter, because you can either have it at St. Louis or you can have it at Miller Park, and I'll take my chances at Miller Park if it comes down to that.
Yeah, Nate, let me ask you this, and this, I love hearing this kind of thing. I really do, and call it the sentimental side of me, but I do have a heart. You said it was the closest you've ever sat at a Brewers game, right? So it was sixth row. How did it feel? Because I remember this too. When I grew up, we couldn't afford the tickets. We just couldn't afford good seats. We had the nosebleeders, and that was good enough for me. I was good with that. But once I did first time get the tickets really down deep and in there, you're walking down the stairs, and it's almost like you don't belong there because you've never been there before, and you're looking at the field. Yes, you're looking, and you know they're good seats. But it's not until you actually sit in your seat and then look up, that's the cool part, because it's a whole new ball game down there. How did that feel, Nate?
Yeah, most definitely. Like, it's like you sit down and then you when you're yelling, like, you know how fans can be, you're yelling and you hear, and you can see a player look over, or you can see a player nod or do something like that. And it's like, wow, this is like this is amazing. That was my first time being that close. And it's like, I just started to take in. I was sending pictures to family members and friends and stuff like that. Like, I just really wanted to enjoy myself, you know, because you never know when you're going to get an opportunity like that again. You know, yeah. I was just enjoying the most of it all 9 innings.
That's cool. I love that. Nate, thanks for the call. I'm happy for you. You know, a lot of people don't get those seats. That's quite frankly, you know, my nephew was in Cincinnati over the weekend. And Cincinnati, he was telling me that he went to both Friday and Saturday games. He was telling me that Cincinnati had some sort of policy that said you could move down, based on attendance or something like that. He said he bought the cheapest seats he could to get in the park on Friday, and then they really went upscale on Saturday. But he said on Friday they moved down to, you know, maybe 10, 11 rows from the field.
Oh,
down
wow.
The line a little bit, but I'd never heard that about Great American
yeah.
Ballpark.
Adds a little wrinkle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know if they allowed it at American Family Field. Probably not.
No, they don't.
They don't.
No.
Okay.
I can
sit
tell
in your seat,
you.
Young
you
man.
Have to sit in your seat. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. How embarrassing too when you get caught moving
oh,
down.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then I've had that happen. Many
I mean,
times.
Then you got to walk up the stairs and everyone's
looking
at you.
Yeah, the walk of shame almost. It's like, wow. Do we need to break, or what do we have to do here?
We can take another caller. We can we can take Tom, who's listening in New York City on the Odyssey app.
All right, Tom, you're on the fan. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I have to tell you, I sometimes watch these games if they're on locally. Sometimes I don't, but I always when you finish, I'm always there to hear you. So I really, you calm me down. You do everything for my my Brewers thing at the end of the night. So
I appreciate always when you call, Tom. We've talked many times.
I'm 52 years old. I moved to New York City for my work when I was like 29. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
But all my I'm a big Brewers fan. So, anyways, actually last week, which is the only time the Brewers are going to play the Mets. I had bought tickets for that for me and my kids. And my kids, who grew up here, all support my sports teams because of their dad, you know. But what happened was I got COVID, so we dropped. I had to drop out. But I still kind of wish I could have been there. One out of three would have been fine, you know. So, anyways.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah. How you feeling now, though, Tom?
I'm fine. I'm testing negative. I'm back to work.
Good.
This was like less than any cold that I ever had in my life, you know.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Anyways, but the thing is, I've been a Brewers fan. I'm 62 years old, so I've been a Brewers fan when they came to the city. My dad took me there, and then, you know, the 82 year and all that. I just believe in this pitching staff because that became the thing that changed the order in Major League Baseball. Was if you had a pitching staff, you're going to pay big money for them, and I just feel we need like one or two guys who just like hit a bit more.
Hit a little bit better, just, yeah. No, I got you.
I just think this pitching staff is something no one ever expected in a place like Milwaukee that we would have this kind of pitching staff.
Well, they need to get healthy, that's for sure.
Yes, of course. But we've got to ride it out and just get one guy who hits, you know. I really believe in this team, and I know we've gobbled up a lot of wins on bad teams, you know. That's why. Oh, you were saying what does this win mean tonight? Anytime you win against the Cardinals, I'm like doing Kaling. You know, I just think it's amazing. You know, so.
Well,
I think
Tom,
we have a very good. I think we have a very good team, Tim, and I just think that.
Yes.
And I love the fact you always open everything like this is the championship season, you know?
Still is. Yes, yeah. It is. Tom, I got a scoot. I appreciate the call. I'm glad you're feeling better. Okay. You know what I got to say about that call?
What's up? I got rid of my Dale.
Nick, save us. Nick, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Hold on. Turn it down. Hey, Tim.
Go ahead.
So we got some radios in the background here on the east side. Well, I mean, you guys are killing it tonight with the hype up songs. I'm just wondering when the contracts are coming. You know, the Stearns deal, he's spending money on McCutcheon. You guys, I mean, you guys are that flush. You're off the market. You can't get in the game with the hype up songs.
I don't know what the deal is. Tim would know more about that, but you know, we don't want to make enemies at American Family Field, but we got to call it the way we hear it.
Well, I mean, what riles you up? I mean,
AC/DC.
I know you get fired up.
AC/DC.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Guns N' Roses. Just, yeah, absolutely.
Stuff that they play at Lambeau Field.
And drum beats. A lot of drum beats. Just bam, 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 right. Bam, bam, bam. Just get everyone going.
He's gone to every game this year. He's a whistle guy, one of the many. He's whistling loud. He's trying. That's I feel like irritating.
Yeah, I don't know about the whistles, but I will say this. When I'm done with this show, when I retire or something, if you're listening at American Family Field, trust me, I will give your fan base an absolute madhouse of a good time if you just put me in charge. Just put me in charge of the music. Heads will be spinning coming out of that park.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, that should happen every night. The way we're playing right now, we're good. So how does this happen?
How important was this win?
Oh, Tim, I used to be River West Nick. I'm on the east side tonight, but
okay.
there were some calls last year. It was a good time with our old friend.
Yes, our old friend.
Mr. Pipebomb.
Yep.
Huge. One swing of the bat, ball game. See you later. Get out of here.
Now, you may see a different makeup. You may see a different game tomorrow. You may not see this hanging on every pitch kind of deal. You may see it rolling around the park and rolling over the wall and doing all sorts of things in a 9-7, 8-6 game.
Not with Chi-Chi.
Yeah,
he's going to shut it down.
Okay.
You remember Chi-Chi's frozen custard?
I do.
Oh, the frozen ice cream at Chi-Chi's.
Yeah,
he's going to freeze
the
Cardinals.
I used to go to Chi-Chi's all the time in Madison. They had one hell of a happy hour in the 80s.
I wish we could freeze David Freeze.
Okay, I got to go.
All right, love you, bud.
Yeah, see you later. 799-1250. Well, that gets me fired up. It is kind of neat for the kids and the family to just kind of... Other parks do that sound effect, too.
They do.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty standard, but
not with the bases loaded.
Not when there's a Brewer rally going against the St. Louis Cardinals for I didn't want to belabor the point. Oh, we've made a show out of it here.
Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break. It's been one long stretch. Stick around. You want to get in here, 414-799-1250. An important win for the crew. It is 101-62. It just is. It's the ninth matchup between the Brewers and the Cardinals. How significant of a victory was it? Burns gets the win. Taylor, two-run shot. Brewers 9 over. You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show here on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game, presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network. Visit them and make online reservations at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
2-0, Brewers take game one of this four-game set against the St. Louis Cardinals, winning five of their last six games and putting themselves back into sole possession of first place. 799-1250 before we get to our call. Well, actually, we're going to call them calls of the game. I'll make that make sense in just a second here. even though there was just one swing for the two runs. We'll get to, well, by the way, it's brought to you by 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. I highly recommend it. Treat yourself. You deserve it. Let's go to Noel. You're next on the fan. Noel, how significant of a win was this over the Cards?
Hi, Timmy. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
It is such a pleasure to, well, number one, it's nice to hear a lady's voice on the fan. I've been listening for a long time and have been getting up the gall to actually call in and put in my 2 cents. So,
well, you know this. Hey, look, after listening to this show for many years, I'm not, my job isn't to belittle any callers, man. I'm not ever going to do that.
From a Brewers fans standpoint, I think it is a big win. I think it's really important for us to, against the Cardinals specifically, it's really important for us to rally as team members and fans, and it's a big win behaviorally, and it's big.
Did you go to the game tonight?
I didn't. I wish I did. I watched it, but I'm a big Yelich fan. I'm not going to ask you about that because I know you've spoken how you feel on that. I guess one of my questions for you was McCutchen, why he wasn't on third. Yeah, why he wasn't sent home from third.
Yeah, I wanted the same thing. And why in different situations it's a little different. Make them make that play. How come that scenario didn't play out? That theory or concept didn't work in this one. I mean, it was
right. –
Bader's pretty good. I mean, it would have been – he probably would have been out, but you never know. You got to make him make that play. That's a good question. I appreciate it. Noel, but you can call anytime, and it's always good to hear a lady's voice on this show.
No, and I typically don't, and I'm like, if I can get through tonight, I'm going to get through, because we need to hear women's voices here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All right. All right. Thanks for the call. We'll talk soon. And we'll talk all summer long. Make it a point. Now make it a point. I do have to put in a call, speaking of ladies, to front row Amy. How big of a superstar was she at American Family Field, Tim, when you were working there?
Yeah, she was a big superstar.
I mean, yeah, everyone knows front row Amy. Was she there tonight?
She was.
Yeah, yeah. I got to make it a point to get her on. Yeah, I'll get in touch with her soon. Where do you want to go here before our calls of the game?
Let's go to Brian.
Brian, you're next on the fan. What's going on?
Hey, Tim, I don't have much of a voice, so it might be heard. My voice might be cracked because I was at the game tonight. I know I did my part tonight. I mean, it was a huge game tonight, Tim. This is a huge game because you have your ace in the mound, and I don't want to talk really about Chichi going tomorrow because I have my thoughts on that. But I mean, could the crowd have been louder tonight? Yes, it could have been. Could have been more fans of the game tonight? Yeah, there could have been. But I mean, I just want to say one thing, and I don't want to belabor this point. I felt in the last probably 15 years, Tim, and this is nothing against public address announcers, since Bob Betts was there at County Stadium, but we really, really need that voice to really, really. You go to other stadiums, and we have a chance to go to the two stadiums over the course of years, and we really need that voice, someone to really get us going, get the team going. And I miss Bob Betts. I miss his drive home safely after the games and all of that.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. From the Fan Assistance Center, thank you.
Yeah, right. And I do think, like I said, the game was a huge game tonight. And I think your previous caller asked about their runner on third, why they didn't send Kutch. Tim, I got to tell you, I was at the game, and I saw that Bader made one heck of a play to get that ball into the second baseman. Kutch was just turning third when that ball was being caught for the second baseman. I mean, he would have been out by 40 feet. Trust me. And I just, you know, there were so many good things about that game. I mean, Burns was outstanding. I mean, Cater was great. But to take 3 out of 4 in this series is going to be really, really hard with Chiche going tomorrow. And I just – and then you got Alexander going on Thursday. And we just aren't at full strength on the pitching side. We just aren't, you know.
No, they're not, and they need to be. And who would have thought, you know, Aaron, if you haven't heard Aaron Ashby to the IL today.
Right.
But 7 deep in a rotation that was really, really good. And now you're down to 4, and you're going with Chiche Gonzalez, a guy they claimed off waivers just about a week ago.
I actually would have liked to see Josh Lindblom before Chiche tomorrow. I know Lindblom's turn was for tomorrow. I thought maybe they would go to Lindblom, but, you know, going with Chiche, maybe they know more than I do, I guess. But hopefully he has a great night tomorrow night, and we can stick out a win tomorrow. But we need to get to the park. We need to get to the park and root some guys on. I'm going to be there again on Wednesday, and we need to get the park full against these guys. We really do.
Brian, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for the call. Good point. Chiche Gonzalez, for those that aren't aware, predominantly a starter in his career, so it's nothing new to him to get the nod tomorrow. He's appeared in 63 games at the big league level, 5.6 ERA lifetime with the Rangers, Rockies, and Twins, 30 years old. Did make a couple of starts this year for the Twins, kind of got rocked in those, 6-plus ERA in those 2 starts this year. 2015 selection for Texas, appeared in 14 games with a sub-4 ERA for the Rangers in his first stint in the big leagues, I should say, back in 15. So he's been around a little bit, and that's your starter for the Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow. If you'd have told me this year that there would have been starters of Jason Alexander and Chiche Gonzalez, I would have said no chance. Something went horribly wrong.
I might have said who?
Yeah, well, it's not going horribly wrong. That's the key here. That you do have both these guys making, you know, very important starts in the 22 championship season. But, you know, it's not going bad. And yet they're still stepping up, or at least, you know, we'll see about Gonzalez tomorrow. 414-799-1250. Time for our 5 o'clock steakhouse calls of the game. As the Brewers get a 2-0 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals, game 1 of a 4-game set. And this was on 2 different television platforms. Fox Sports 1, FS1 had it, and of course our own Bally Sports Wisconsin. So we'll start out with FS1, 5th inning, Keston Hira aboard for Tyrone Taylor.
Scoreboard.
And a 2-2 to Taylor that's tagged pretty well to center. Bader going back. Bader looks up. It's gone. Tyrone Taylor out of the 9 hole with a 2-run jack to center. The Brewers have the lead.
There's the call on FS1, and we flip things over to Bally Sports Wisconsin. Tyrone Taylor with that same man aboard.
Fly ball deep center. Back Bader, warning track, wall, gone, 2-0 Brewers. Number 7 for Tyrone Taylor.
Yeah, there you go. And we might get one more in here, Tim. How does it sound for Corbin Burns to finish up his 7 scoreless innings with a big, big strikeout? And this is huge. Yeah, and you're in a 2-0 game. Every single at-bat matters. This was sort of that playoff-type feel. It really was. And to button up with well over 100 pitches for Corbin Burns, to button up that outing with a K was big. Here it is on Bally's Sports Wisconsin.
Locked him up with a curveball. 10 strikeouts for Corbin Burns. 7 scoreless.
Yeah, I do want to say that those of you in the wagering world, there's still some value in him winning a Cy Young this year. He is something special. Wow. Why don't we just throw in a little bit of a bonus here? How about that same strikeout on Fox Sports 1?
The reigning Cy Young winner with a 1-2 offering right in there for strike three. Frozen pizza, Dylan Carlson, and Burns gets through seven unscathed.
There it is on Fox Sports 1. All right, it's 414-799-1250. Brewers get the victory. Let's get Ryan in here. Ryan, you're on the fan. Significant win for the crew, or is that an understatement?
Oh, it definitely was a big win tonight, Tim. For Devin Williams to start out the season like he did, and for now to make it 16 straight scoreless appearances, that's pretty impressive coming out of that bullpen. And looking ahead to tomorrow, I see that Ethan Small had pitched in Nashville on Sunday. I was really hoping he would get another chance here to make a start, but the timing just doesn't seem to match up. And I don't know if you saw out of Appleton this week, Brandon Woodruff, Gott, and Brousseau are all going to be making rehab starts. So if you're in the Appleton area, Tuesday and Thursday might be a good chance to get out and see those guys.
Yeah, I mean, you have a chance to really go catch a lot of Brewers action, and in a way, you catch the afternoon affair, Game 4 here against the Cards, and zip up to Appleton for a Thursday night game and see some of the Brewers-to-be later on this year.
Yeah, like you said, Tim, I think the Sunday game, the Brewer fans are going to be really bringing the energy against the Blue Jays at the bobblehead giveaway. So I think soon we're going to be seeing the ballpark pretty loud, I hope, as the Brewers keep winning here. And, hey, Tim, is Tim Stadium Shea there right now?
Yeah, he is.
I am.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
I want to end my call the same way that the Brewers end their innings after a Brewers pitcher strikes out the side.
Oh, the Mario call?
Yeah. Oh,
there it is.
Yep, there you go. There it is. All right. Thanks.
They need to make it more original because I'm tired of it.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
All right, guys.
All right, take it easy. There aren't many things that I want to go out of my way to speak negative about this Brewers organization. I don't go out of my way to do this. I don't plan on doing this. It's a reaction. That's all you're going to get. It's a reaction. If I'm wrong, okay, let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation about it. Maybe there's certain things I'm not aware of. I am aware of that you can't just play music during a pitcher's wind up and pitch. You can't do that. There's rules, really, really stringent rules limiting that action for noise and PA stuff at a baseball game. But I do have, and much like you guys, have a lot of things to compare it to. You have a lot of other stadiums that you've been to compare it to. We listen to the games. We hear the audio on Bally Sports Wisconsin. We hear the audio on the Brewers flagship call on radio. We know there's a difference at other stadiums. I don't want to call anybody out. I don't want anyone to get in trouble. I certainly don't want anyone to get fired.
No.
But no. I would take very minimal money to consult with any individuals that would.
I'll say this. When we go play up in Minnesota at the end of July, or in July, I believe, when we play them.
Yeah, yeah.
Just listen. And I'll remind you as we get closer to
okay.
the game. Listen to what they do.
Yeah, that park hasn't stuck out for me a little bit. Why, are they a wild
yeah,
bunch?
Yeah, they're wild. They do all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
And another, I'll discuss something off air with you.
Okay. Yeah, and there's some reciprocation, I think, going on between the Twins and the Brewers, and has been for years.
Yeah, they do some good video board stuff.
Yeah,
with fans.
Well, because they know there's a lot of Brewers fans in the park.
The Brewers don't do the same. That's what I wanted to tell you.
For Twins fans?
For Twins fans.
Good. That is good. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Craig Counsell on the way. We're going to hear from Tyrone Taylor as well. Brewers get a significant, big, and important victory, at least in my world, over the St. Louis Cardinals to retain sole possession of first place. Yeah, 69 games into the season at 39-30. Still a lot of baseball to be played, but tiebreakers are big. It's going to come down to these two teams and only these two teams. I think everyone would agree that the Cubs, Pirates, and Reds aren't going to make a run here against the Cardinals and Brewers. Your easiest path And I don't know if it's easy, but I'm just saying the more simplistic path into the postseason is just simply win your division. That's why these games head-to-head. That's the top reason for me why these games head-to-head are significant and important. It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing postgame show. Brewers win 2-0. There's Tim Stadium Shea. My name is Tim Allen. Council next here on The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
2-0, Brewers get the victory over the St. Louis Cardinals, and Craig Counsell's got to be pretty pleased. I mean, it's one of those things. You see Josh Hader locking down save number 20. We're witnessing greatness. But we're also seeing similar things out of Corbin Burnes. And he had a couple of starts there where it was like a little un-Corbin Burnes-like. But really settled in today. A couple of hits, 7 scoreless innings, 10 strikeouts. And Craig Counsell's pleased with not only that, but the Brewers' victory.
It's a possibility with that game. I mean, with the matchup for sure, and both guys pitched very, very well. And I thought Corbin was as good as we've seen him this year. Everything was good, and he made some great pitches. His cutter was an excellent pitch all day, and really, really relied on that pitch today. But Mikolas was tough as well, and. Fortunately, Tyrone got a ball kind of up on over the plate and put a great swing on it. But there was great defense played today on both sides that made it hard to score. Then Devin and Josh did their thing.
How big, I mean, Goldschmidt, Arenado coming up, how big was that play in the ninth, the tag? Chris was able to make that well?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a spectacular tag. As good as it gets, you know. I think Willie is, you know, we've seen Willie do that a little bit, and then we've seen Weicho start to incorporate it. But it's just a great tag. I mean, that's a great baseball play.
Craig, Omar made 2 great throws back to back as well. I throw it down to Luis, and then the next play with the Goldschmidt strikeout.
Yeah. If you just hustled, I mean, the throw was we caught a little break that the ball didn't get by him and kind of got stuck underneath him. And then he hustled after that, the ball in the dirt and right on the money with the throw. So, two really good plays.
Harry, did Josh do any throwing during that time?
He threw multiple bullpens.
So pretty confident you're going to get a sharp.
Yeah, I mean, he's had 7 days off of game action, and he obviously took some days off of throwing completely, which is expected. But he did, on the front end, he threw a bullpen, on the back end, he threw a bullpen, so, yeah.
When you're down some starters like you are, does an outing for Burnes where he gets you to the 8th inning carry more weight? Like, do you have to lean on him some?
I don't. No matter where you are in the season, a seven inning, performance from a starter is helpful. Tomorrow, Chichi Gonzalez is going to start tomorrow, but it puts us in a position to have guys freshened up for tomorrow. Or we didn't. We basically just had to get up Devin and Josh tonight. So it gave some guys that have been working pretty hard a day off, and gets them back in the mix tomorrow. So we're in good shape, and go after tomorrow.
That's 2, really dominating starts for Corbin against them. I mean, he hasn't allowed a run and 1 strikeouts. Do you think that's just comes down to good execution against them, or
how
his stuff plays against their lineup?
No, I think it's execution for sure. I think it's a good offensive team. The first 4 hitters in the lineup are having very good offensive seasons. He's made pitches. He's made really good pitches against them. I thought the backdoor cutter tonight to the lefties was excellent. And then the cutter kind of glove side to the righties was excellent. It's take a break while you guys tweet, or?
And this is two straight seven shutout inning performances against the Cardinals by Burns. Just what does it say for him to be able to kind of raise his level when you're playing?
I think that's what great pitchers do. I think, you know, there's a little bit of sense of the moment and deliver something big. I thought he did it Sunday when we were in St. Louis that day. Knows this, you know, that we're starting off a big series and got our best guy on the mound. And he delivered a great start. And that's what you rely on from your ace, and Corbin delivers that quite frequently.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. It's time to dive inside the box score for today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, let's take a look at some of the numbers here as the Brewers take game one of this four-game series. Christian Yelich goes 0 for 4 tonight. Willie Adames, 2 for 4. Rowdy goes 1 for 4. Andrew McCutchen, 0 for 4. Hunter Renfro goes 1 for 3 with a walk. Omar Narvaez, 0 for 4. Luis Urias goes 0 for 3. Keston Hira, here's where it gets good. 1 for 1 with a walk and a hit by pitch. He scored a run as well. Tyrone Taylor, 1 for 3, 2 big RBIs, 1 run scored. You did get a lot of the 0-fers and the 1-4s. That was, you know, Miles Michaelis over there. Dude's good. I mean, he's one of the top pitchers in the NL. So you give him a little bit of a break on that. Corbin Burns on the pitching line side of things. 7 shutout innings, and he allowed just 2 hits, a couple of walks, and 10 strikeouts. He threw 108 pitches. ERA now sits at 2.31. Devin Williams, 1 inning, and he was clean with 1 strikeout. Josh Hader, 1 inning, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout as well. Brewers get 2 runs on 6 hits, no errors. The Cardinals, no runs on a couple of hits, no errors. The win goes to Burns. He is now 5-4. The loss to Michaelis, he's 5-5. The save to Hader, number 20. 28,100, the attendance at American Family Field to enjoy this one.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the game on 1250 AM The Fan. Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
You might want to stick around here because somebody sent us a game that they did. They
batter
diaried.
Batter. Like
they diaried every batter of every sound that was happening during the game. It was a game at Miller Park at the time. So I want to run through that for you. I wonder how many of the songs and sound effects have changed since then. Do you know the date offhand?
Yes, September 2nd, 2013.
So, we'll
go back right to in the middle of when I was there.
Okay, we'll go back to 2013 to find out just what occurred. In this Are You Kidding Me moment, these are kind of cool. It's a Cub game, and it's Pat Hughes and Coomer in the booth, but I have to play this just because it's sort of reminiscent of the guy with no shirt on, Kevin Harlan call in football.
Yep.
Kind of. This is kind of interesting.
The baseball version.
This would be sort of the baseball version of that, but it's from the Cubs radio network off the Score in Chicago, and it's Pat Hughes and company as they... Well, they have a little critter to talk about. Check this out.
The fans started cheering, and I couldn't quite figure out what it was, but now I have figured it out. Pat, I don't know if you brought your pet squirrel to the ballpark today.
I was going to and forgot. Go ahead.
No, you didn't forget. He's on the field. Nope, he escaped. He is in left field. He's playing right in behind Ian just to make sure left field is covered.
First pitch is taken outside by Michael Chavis. So there's a live squirrel on the field?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just...
It reminds me of the Christmas Vacation movie. Remember the squirrel that got loose in the house?
Yeah. Well, this one's gotten loose in the infield.
Fly ball shallow right. Coming over is the second baseman, VR. It drops untouched in foul territory. Rivas was there, the first baseman and the second baseman. Hayward also, but now three guys are chasing the squirrel.
Good luck with this one. They got no shot. I'm saying no chance.
Three guys with nets
are
trying to chase down the squirrel on the left field warning track. He's darting left. He's darting right. He got away. He's in the clear.
He's at the 10. 20. He's at the 5.
He's to the 5. Touchdown, squirrel.
They got no shot at catching this little guy. Yeah, he's just laughing at him.
He is now heading out to left center.
Yeah.
There's a guy in pursuit of him. Oh, he's giving him a little give and go, a little head fake
here. See,
little pump fake.
All they really had to do was just get some peanuts and they'd add him right.
Now the grounds crew members are kind of moving him into the bullpen area.
Yeah.
The Cub bullpen members look terrified. And now the bullpen gate is closed and the drama will subside. Boy, that was tense there for a moment.
Whew. Can't be fun at the old ballpark, can you?
Well, Pat Hughes, Coomer on the call, and the drama will subside. Pat Hughes, just amazing. He's an amazing broadcaster. He really is. It's unfortunate he has to do it for the Chicago Cubs. Yeah, all they had to do was get some peanuts, and they'd have had this thing taken care of. There's some classic in there. I don't know if you caught it at the beginning, too. Did you bring your squirrel to the ballpark today? And Hughes says, well, I thought about it but decided against it. I mean, there's just some classic stuff in there. That is awesome. All right, we'll take a break and come back, take a look at the matchup for tomorrow. I do want to go over what happened in terms of audio at Miller Park in early September of 2013, just so we have a reference point. We'll do that next here. Gene Wagner Plumbing postgame show. There's Tim Shea. My name is Tim Allen. And the Brewers get a victory. We'll be right back. 1250 AM The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing baseball postgame show. Time to turn the page and take a look at the crew's next game.
It is time to turn the page. Even after a nice, fun victory over the St. Louis Cardinals tonight, we'll get to the matchups for game two in just a second. But you guys know, longtime listeners of this show, you guys know how I feel about excitement factor at the park. And I think the brass over there should be very into it as well. I mean, we want people to have a great fan experience. That's what they're all about, and I completely understand that. And again, just let me preface this by saying that in no way, shape, or form am I trying to out anybody or get anyone in trouble or get people fired or act like I know, you know, more than anyone else. I'm just giving you my opinion based on what my ears hear. And my ears don't hear a lot of excitement oftentimes, not every time, but oftentimes when the Brewers have a rally going and it's just sort of quiet. I mean, maybe there's some limitations to it. I know there's some restrictions and regulations on when you can play your audio in-house when the pitcher is doing, you know, I don't know the exact guidelines, but approaches the rubber. Or
it's when he's on the rubber. When he's on the rubber, then, you know, quiet
down. Then you got to lay low a little bit. And so I get that, Tim. But it just does appear to me that at times it is kind of a wild atmosphere when the other guys are hitting. And I don't hear that at other stadiums. Occasionally I do, not on a regular basis. Just doesn't happen. I just think it there's other stadiums that take full advantage. Those of you that have been to Dodger Stadium.
Ugh, that organ.
It's just loud as loud can be. That's part of their fan experience. Maybe the intent here in Milwaukee is to have just not a crazy fan experience. And, you know, I would appreciate that. You know, I could appreciate that if that's the way you go. But maybe that's what they're doing. That's not the way I would go. I'm just giving you my opinion. I would make sure that people's heads are spinning. It's a madhouse. It's a fun factor. It's really upbeat and energy at all times. Just giving you my thoughts. So anyway, I've talked about this many, many years. So we go back to 2013. I vaguely remember someone may have sent me this back then.
Yeah.
And so what is this, Tim?
So this is a literally a pitch-by-pitch diary from this game in 2013, September 2nd.
Okay.
It comes from Kevin Worm, who tweeted us.
Kevin, thank you.
This, and it starts with pregame. National Star-Spangled Banner, live.
Okay. Yeah, let's just go to the game. Skip right to the game.
So we go top of the first. Jose Tabata. Exclamatory organ music. Call and response organ music. Dance music. Then Neil Walker comes up. Organ music. Andrew McCutchen comes up. No music. Pedro Alvarez. No music. Middle of the first. Sponsor segment with rock music playing in the background. Highlights drumming in the background.
In between innings.
We'll Bernie Brewer on his slide fireworks. Yeah. Bottom of the first. Aoki. Right round by Flo Rida. Then organ music. Charge. Gene Segura up. One of his four walk-up songs plays. Apologies. Shazam could not identify the song. Blitzkrieg bop. Then Jonathan Lucroy up. Fight inside. Dance music, beat, very brief. Center field, John Fogerty. Miller Park, get loud graphic.
Yeah, the center field by Fogerty is just that.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it says clapping intro. Didn't see that. Yeah. Aramis Ramirez, organ music. Doesn't have his walk-up song. Again, center field, the clapping music.
That'll fire him up.
Percussion beat brief. All right, then you get the end of the first. They do their thing. Top of the second. Bye, bye, bye. There must have been a strikeout.
Kevin Worm, thank you for that. This is fantastic. It's just the amount of effort that would have had to gone into to do that and document that, I really appreciate that. That's super cool. But it's just something that, all right, so it's something that just be observant of. That's all. I mean, I don't want to make a huge deal out of it. It's just sort of we had fun with it tonight. That's all. Brewers do get the victory, and now we turn the page to tomorrow's starters, Chichi Gonzalez on the hill for the Brewers, and you're thinking, who? But, yeah, it's Chichi Gonzalez. They claimed him off waivers from the Twins earlier. Well, it was about 8 days ago, and he's going to go for the crew in game two.
Jack Flaherty going for the Cardinals. He's making his second start. He pitched 6 days ago. Only went three innings. I believe he was on a pitch count. 0-0.
Yeah, just coming back.
Yeah,
yep.
0-0, 6.00 ERA. Gave up four runs, two of them earned.
Yeah, one of those games here that the offense, a runaway game, there aren't many of those. And again, we've said it over and over and over again, and they're rare this year. Just run away. The timing would be perfect for just a bust out game for the offense.
It would be great. I'm going. So I haven't seen one of those this year. Maybe I should stop going.
My guess is any game you're going to be at these days, your boy Peter Strzelecki is going to find his way into the ball game.
I have a feeling he will pitch. Okay. I will make sure to let you know. I'll take video of myself jumping up and down for him and making noise.
Yeah, do that. All right. First pitch, 7:10. After the last pitch, you make the switch right here. Gene Wagner Plumbing post-game show. We'll be talking not about the in-house music. Okay, can we make that promise? I think
we've covered it for the year. So.
I think so. Yeah. Well, it may pop up next month or something.
Oh, just wait till the playoffs, Timmy.
Oh, that unveil an entirely new music library and sound effect library.
Maybe we can bring our own speakers to the game.
I'll set up some of the band gear out in left field. See what happens. But yeah, we'll talk some Brewers baseball, hopefully after another victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Once again, Brewers get the victory, 2-0. They're 39-30, sole possession of first place. They've won 5 of their last 6, 6 of their last 8, and getting things right here. Let's talk Brewers baseball tomorrow, as always. You will hear us after the last pitch. And remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.